It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Shannon Bream. Shannon Bream.
It's officially pumpkin latte situation now in our house. That season is upon us.
And Jason Chaffetz.
If it involves fire, it is fall, and that is fun for me.
Come together to share their top five fall activities. Here are this week's hosts, Shannon and Jason.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Shannon Bream, anchor of Fox News at Night and host of Living the Bream podcast. Today, I'm joined by my friend, former congressman and host of the Jason in the House podcast, Jason Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
It's always good to be on with you, Shannon. This is going to be fun, so thanks. And let's chat. This will be good.
I feel like I could be your hype man, hype woman. I don't know what it's called, but I feel like I could do the whole let's get ready to rumble and you know. Then you're
fired up, ready to go.
Okay. Every week in the podcast, different Fox hosts and reporters and personalities get together. They share their top five on any particular topic. So check this out. It's now October for many of us. Now the leaves are changing. The air is crisper and we're retiring the flip-flops. So I confess right now, Jason, I am still wearing them at this very moment, but we get out our scarves, our hats. And today, Jason and I are going to share with you our top five things to do in the fall. Now, Jason, it's probably a little bit more fall-ish where you are, I'm guessing. Give us your number five. How do you kick it off?
Number five.
Well, I don't have them in any particular order because I do think that fall is my favorite season.
Me
and
too.
And I like to mesh these things together. But to me, and we live in the mountains, right? So you think of the Rocky Mountains, you think of fall. I live in a place called Alpine, and it kind of looks like it sounds. And so you get the changing leaves, you get the hot days, but then you get the cool, crisp nights. High school football's in the air, college football's in the air. So I think football season for me is really enjoyable. I watch a bit on TV. I love going to the games. You know, it's kind of warm when at kickoff. And by the time you get to the third and fourth quarter, if you got a good game, you better get a jacket on and maybe a little beanie hat to keep your ears warm.
Mm-hmm. I am totally, totally with you because that says fall to me. Football season says fall, but I'm going to give you in my order and I do rank them only because some fall things are less exciting and important than others, but you can't have fall without pumpkin spice. That's number five on my list. It can show up anywhere. We actually found that there are pumpkin spice dog shampoos, cat litters. I mean, there are all kinds of things that have pumpkin spice in them, but I am sort of a frustrated barista. You know, at our house, Jason, if you come here, I will force you to have one of my lattes. I can make them decaf or regular. I can flavor them. Well, it's officially pumpkin latte, you know, situation now in our house. That season is upon us. And if you come by, I will make you one. I'll even deliver you one at the studio.
I am all game for that. As if I needed another excuse to hang out with you and your husband, Sheldon. But that would be a good one. You know, I had Jimmy Failia on my podcast and we were talking about things. And one of the things he said is, if we wanted everybody to take the COVID vaccine, they just need to have a pumpkin spice version of it. And then it would probably get to the...
Because
to the levels
time of
we need
year,
to go, which is a pretty funny take on it.
And people are usually like love or hate the pumpkin spice thing. Like they think you're ridiculous and they don't want anything to do with it or they fully embrace it. Where are you on the spectrum?
I get more into like the pepper. What I like about it, I mean, they could do the spiced up stuff. I like it. I just love the whole season. And my wife, I had two daughters, a son, I got two grandkids. They all love it. So of course I love it too.
Number four.
Okay, now we're down to, I know you're not numbering yours, but do you have a separate one? Because now we're to number four on our list of things.
It kind of goes hand in glove here, but I just love the mountains. There is nothing, Julie and I, just yesterday, we went on a little hike and you go out, you got the leaves. It's just so beautiful. And that air, I don't know what is it about fall air? It's just different, crisper. And it's so funny to me how when it cools off, you suddenly get so cold. But in the spring, when it warms up, you'd be in shorts and t-shirts by that time. But when it's cooling down, you can throw on a little sweatshirt. And I just love the mountains. I'm like addicted to the mountains.
Well, and what people may or may not know about you is that you're an amazing photographer. We have a lot of your work here on the walls of the Bream House. And I would imagine when you get out there in the fall, part of you is looking at this through the photography frame because you have gorgeous photos and you live in such a beautiful place with such picturesque options that I would imagine when you hike sometimes, there's that part of you that's doing pictures too.
Okay, so I'm jumping ahead because that was like number one on my list.
But
I'm going to use that as the good segue because one of my favorite things to do, you know, we live in Utah, got a lot of big game here, but the rut for the moose and the elk and the deer, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's mating season for these animals and the males go nuts. They forget that people are around. They bugle, they chase each other, and it's just a wonderful, beautiful time to do photography of them. Mix in some grizzly bears by going up into the Tetons and Yellowstone, which is about a 5-hour drive from our house. I think that is my single like favorite thing to do, get out, clear my head, is just go out and experience nature.
Yes, and fall is the perfect time to do it. Now, I'm only on number four. I'm sorry, I'm lagging a little bit here. We're going to have some overlap on some of our answers. But number four for me is arranging the fall wardrobe. Because come on, you get to get the sweats out. You get to get the sweaters out, the boots, different kinds of jeans. Time to put the shorts away. Although I know the hardy among us like to do the shorts and sweatshirt combo, which I can respect. I'm from Florida, so I mean, once it's below 70, I am bundling up. And I forget about things that I haven't seen in a year. And I'm like, oh yeah, I thought I got rid of that pair of boots. They're still there in the back of the closet. I like to think about, like you said, the scarves and the hats. And there are a lot of events to dress for in the fall. Like you said, hiking and football and all those things. I just get excited because it's like a whole new, like I've just gone shopping. You just go shopping in your own closet because now you're into a different season. I do love boots and there's so many different kinds. You can do dressy boots. You can do hiking boots. So I like the fall wardrobe changeover. That's my number four.
Shannon, that one didn't make my list.
Listen, I know they're going to have some crossover, but I wanted to stake out.
I know you're shocked that
territory.
Getting my wardrobe ready didn't hit my list, but you are definitely a Florida girl. Anybody who knows you knows you are through and through a Florida girl. And that is probably on my wife's list. Didn't make my list.
The countdown continues after this.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Number three.
Okay, I feel like I had you do a couple there, so I'm going to go ahead and give you my number three, which is burning stuff. This is a big part of fall, burning stuff, because candles, yes, and they can be pumpkin spice. We have a lot of coffee scented candles as if we're hanging out in a coffee house in this house. You're burning bonfires, you're burning leaves, and all of that stuff smells good. I've got a neighbor who really, when it drops below 70, he loves to do fires, and it's a wood burning fireplace. He is right next door and it smells so good. So I also count one of my top activities in fall as burning stuff.
So that was kind of my one, too. We are exactly the same that way because I just wrote down the word fire. If it involves fire, I love it. I love campfires. I love grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. We have an outdoor pizza oven. It's like a legit pizza oven. Like you have to stoke the wood in it and it takes a long time, but it's nice and cool. And the smoke's just coming out. I am totally with you. If it involves fire, it is fall, and that is fun for me.
I know. It's almost like fall takes us back to kind of a more primitive time. Like you said, it's hunting season, which in my house, it's starting on Saturday. My hubs was out last weekend readjusting his tree stands, checking the trail cameras. He's an archery hunter. So there's something about the fall that makes us go back and turn into cavemen. We like to burn stuff and hunt stuff and whatever, but it is a beautiful, everything smells good and it's wonderful.
Number two.
Okay, so number two, which I'm stealing from you a little bit, although I'm a total amateur, which is taking pictures. Fall is a great time for taking pictures. I will just stop when I'm out on a run. And if I see a leaf or a gathering of leaves that looks like something, like you spot Snoopy in the clouds or whatever, I like to do this with leaves too. And I will just take little pictures on my iPhone. I am not a professional. But I said to my hubs the other day too, speaking of pictures, this is when we have to start thinking about Christmas cards, which is ridiculous because it's not October yet, but it will be in a couple of days. My hubs loves to do the Christmas cards. He loves it. But here's the thing. I do the Christmas cards, right? And there, every year you got to clean up the address list. There are like 10, 15 cards that came back last year. You don't know what those people's addresses are now. I every year threaten I'm not going to do it. And then Sheldon's like, come on, we love getting them. We love sending them. We got to do it. So at this point, we got to think about the Christmas card and the picture that we're going to take for that. Biscuit Bream, the dog, is going to be involved. Have you guys started thinking about that? Or I should ask Julie.
Well, we usually get the photo done in the summer. I'm pretty insistent that we get the photo done. And then it's usually like the first week of November that we get around to, all right, we better crank out that list so that we can get it off and get it printed so that we try to get them out just after Thanksgiving. That's what we try to do. I can't say it's something I really look forward to, but I do like getting all the cards. And yes. So we always send out a card. We're pretty good that way.
I like it. I like seeing what people, their kids, their families, their pets. I love it. I love seeing what everybody else is doing.
Number one.
So can I give you my number one?
Let's hear it.
So my number one, I think one of the best, the most fun holiday. I just love Halloween. I love everything about it. I love how into it the kids get. I like the candy.
Okay.
I like the, it's just absolutely fun for me. So Halloween / Thanksgiving, because it's still fall when Thanksgiving comes, but you get together with family. It's usually smiling, laughing, having fun. Those two holidays are two of my favorite. I mean, I love Christmas, don't get me wrong, but the fall, it just invokes so many great memories from the past. And I look forward to it so much in the future. So Halloween, Thanksgiving.
And it really kicks off the elastic waistband. We're eating everything in sight in this period of time in our house. See, I'm skipping ahead. Maybe we'll talk about this in the future, but I really like the start of the year too, like the whole resolutions and starting fresh and like detoxing and all that. Like, so I just blow it out for the next couple of months because I'm just enjoying it. And I really like, you know, the reset.
Nobody's really buying that from you, Shannon. I'm
no,
just
I do.
Honest. It's there's a there. That is a total compliment, but I'm just saying, I'm just not buying the whole thing that you're blowing it out.
Pass shell. Listen, you can't leave me alone with a bag of candy corn. I literally
see you on television every single night. You have not had a binge month that blew it out. It just hasn't happened, but okay.
Well, I should have put candy corn on my list of top five things to do for the fall because
we should have done top five candies because candy corn's right there.
It is so good. I only buy it and open a bag on Halloween. It's the only day I'll eat it because otherwise I would eat it for weeks. It is so good.
I've already been eating it. Come on.
It's so good. And we did. Listen, I cheated a little bit because last week on the show, I had found this turkey dinner flavored candy corn. And Kevin Cork, who is an amazing sport about everything, he and I tasted it. And they're different candy corn. And there's a little cheat sheet that tells you what equals what. There's one for stuffing, one for turkey, one for green beans, one for apple pie, one for coffee, one for turkey, cranberry sauce.
Really?
They were terrible. The apple pie one was good. The coffee was good. The cranberry was passable, but the rest of them were terrible. So I did cheat a little bit and have those candy corn, but I love them. And listen, don't get in the way. If you see between me and a bag of candy corn, I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
When they put them on sale in August in Costco, it's over. I am loading up.
Okay, but Jason, those early. Are from the year before.
I don't care. I love them. I will eat them. And I've got a body to prove that I did it.
No, you're Mr. Fit and hiking and everything too. You and Julie don't fool me. I know what's going on with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so my number one is something you already mentioned, which is football. Is my favorite thing about the fall. Like you said, high school, college, professional, we're probably more college than anything else, but just the music, the bands, the crowds, the drum lines, just all the drama on the field, it's just such an American thing and such an American tradition. And I think it really signals fall has arrived.
Yeah, it is a great American tradition. I do love it. I'm not as much into the pro stuff. I really, college to me, college ball is just, it's fun. It's still got the energy and the excitement. And
you were a college star yourself.
Even if you're not Alabama and you're not going to be number one, you still get into it and it's still fun. And yeah.
All right. Can you give us a little snippet about your college football career? Because the folks are going to want to know.
Well, I did kick. I grew up playing a lot of soccer because I was in warm weather states in California, Arizona. But then I was in Colorado and I transitioned. I started kicking a football. I didn't start doing it until I was a junior in high school, but then managed to focus. I got together with a guy named Fred Steinfort, who played for the Denver Broncos, and he helped turn me into a really good kicker. And I was able to go through college at Brigham Young University as a place kicker. And we did pretty well enough. I never missed a kick such that I had to move out of the state of Utah. So we still live here because that can happen. Mm-hmm. But it was just fun to, what a great way. It was such a great time. I look back at that, playing in those big games all across the country with all the big fans, you know, big stadiums. Mm-hmm. It was just, I have such fond memories of it. And now it's just fun to go and enjoy it and mm-hmm. go with some friends and just laugh and have a good time.
It is. And Sheldon will tell you, my hubs, that it is the one time he sees me go psycho each year is when we go to college games. I just feel like you get caught up in the emotion, and if you cheer and scream in the exact right way, it actually moves the football for your team. And so I'm convinced of all of that. And you just got to go.
Are you a face painter, Shannon? Are you a face painter?
I have done some face painting in the past. I'm not going to lie. Yes, I have.
Interesting. All right.
Photos to follow. All right, Jason, thanks for the back and forth. I don't know if we did this right, the top five, but we talked about a lot of good fall stuff, and I'm glad I got to chat with you today.
Well, it is a wonderful, wonderful time of year, and I hope everybody has a great and wonderful fall and Halloween and certainly Thanksgiving. And thanks everybody, especially you, Shannon. Thanks for doing this together. And thanks to everybody for listening. So please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. And let us know your top five. And you've been listening to the Fox Top Five on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.